Opelka.
I'm come here for voting, but unfortunately, Senate tell us we cannot vote because there are no lists. There are no lists. It's unacceptable because we can see a list in the door, but until now we cannot vote.
That's Ted Beneshe waiting to vote in Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo earlier today in a contentious, chaotic national election that has been repeatedly delayed and marred with glitches and allegations of rigging, despite what may be the most important poll in this nation's independent history. Delays at polling stations prompted hundreds of angry voters to greet the head of the Electoral Commission with chants demanding his resignation. The two top presidential contenders, ruling party candidate Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari and opposition favorite Martin Fayulu, voted in Kinshasa this morning. At least 12 people have been killed in election-related violence in Bangladesh today as the country cast ballots in a general election. Early results showed incumbent Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League racing toward a clear lead, but opponents have criticized reports of voter intimidation and irregularities in the election. Opposition Alliance leader Kamal Hossein called Sunday's election farcical and said the outcome will be rejected. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the election campaigns, carried on into Election Day. Bangladesh's main English newspaper, The Daily Star, reported that 16 people had been killed Sunday in election-related violence. President Donald Trump says that he had a very long and a very good phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping and that big progress was made on U.S.-China trade relations. The two nations have been locked in a trade war for most of 2018. This is VOA News. The partial U.S. government shutdown